And hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and I'm grateful to be here with you guys today. But before we get started, I do want to make a couple of announcements before we do get started on tonight's podcast. So first and foremost, the first one, if you remember from the last podcast that we talked about, there will be a special episode on this Saturday. So I will post it on Friday to let you guys know what time it'll be on Saturday. So you make sure you stay tuned for that and you tune in for that as well. And come join the fun. I have a very special episode planned that I think will be a lot of fun for the podcast. Now, the second announcement, if you follow us on Facebook, which you should be, at Wild About Animals on Facebook.com, you'll see that I actually posted a question for you guys, the viewers, and I would love to hear you guys' feedback on what do you think we should do for the future. So, for a little while, this podcast has been going on for almost about 2 months now, which is great. I've been enjoying doing it. And I thought, what best way to give back than hopefully creating merchandise for you guys as well. I haven't got the full details planned out. This is something that is not just fleshed out and be done in like 2 weeks from now. I just wanted to hear what you guys' feedback was and if you guys wanted merchandise. I haven't decided on what I'm going to do yet. Maybe it might be t-shirts. I don't know. But again, like I said before, if you guys can let me know if you guys want t-shirts, hats, little pins, you know, mugs, just let me know. Leave a comment on the Facebook and just let me know what you guys would like. Now, if you guys are ready for tonight's episode, we will be talking about the great horned owl tonight. So we're going to take a quick break and then I will get the show started. So I'll see y'all then. Hey guys, this is your host Jose from the Wild About Animals podcast, and I just wanted to ask you guys, have you ever wondered if you guys could send me questions and I could answer you guys' live while the show was going on? Well, now I can. Thanks to Anchor, there's a link that I sent you guys on the Facebook page at Wild About Animals on Facebook, where if you leave me your questions, whether you type them or you can leave a voice message, I can actually answer it live while the show is going on. So if you really got some questions, go ahead and click that link and start today. All right, and welcome back from our commercial breaks. Are you guys ready to get a little wild? Well, if you are, well, then let's get into it. So, like I stated before, we're going to be talking about the great horned owl, and I'm pretty sure you guys probably are familiar with owls. I'm pretty sure if you're out and about around dusk into the night, you probably have heard them, you know, making noises. Well, the thing about it is that the great horned owl is one of the most common owls and the biggest in North America. Its ranges include multitudes of habitats. It lives in the forests, it lives in the swamps and deserts, in the tundra, in tropical rainforests, in the cities, in the suburbs, in the farms. It lives practically anywhere in North America. Now, the great horned owl gets its name because, I'm pretty sure if you guys saw pictures of it, it looks like it has little horns on top of his head, but those are just feathered plume horns. They resemble horns, which is how the great horned owl actually got its name from. Now, if you heard what I said before, if you know what I said, if you're out and about during dusk into the noon into the night, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard the famous thing that owls noise make is who, you know, or, you know, something similar of that, you know. And that is just one of many sounds that owls can make. They can, like, whistle, shriek, hiss, you know. But they're most well known for is who. So, like I said before, if you listen closely around dusk time into the night, it's very, very possible you may hear one. Now, like I was saying before, the reason why I said dusk into the night is because they're very highly nocturnal. Now, during the daytime, most horned owls are usually resting in their nest or roosting, and they usually come active around dusk time, usually, and then they hunt into the night. But most of the time during the morning, you will not hear an owl at all. Not the great horned owls. They will be in their nest. They will be roosting, and then once the dusk and nighttime starts to roll in, that's when they start to become more active, and you'll probably start to hear and maybe see them a little more. Now, the cool thing about great horned owls is that they're very, very greedy hunters. They're always hungry. And the thing about it is like owls have developed, or the great horned owls, I'm sorry, have developed these very unique hunting techniques that has made them a very successful species. Now, a great horned owl is a very fierce ambush predator, What I mean by ambush predator is that this owl will chase its prey down, pretty much, or catch it by surprise. And these animals eat a variety of prey items, a lot of stuff that I didn't even know that they even attempted to do themselves. Owls will eat fish. They will eat bugs. They will eat mammals, small ones or big ones, like a skunk or so. They will tackle skunks. I didn't even know that either. They will attack small birds, a variety of birds, and they will even try to eat other raptors, like hawks or other owls. Now, when I say raptors, you're probably thinking, you know, Jurassic Park raptors. But when I say raptors, that's another name to say birds of prey, which is like the owl, eagles, or falcons and hawks. Pretty much, they are birds that hunt other animals for food, and they have very sharp talons, curved beaks, and excellent vision to help them capture their prey. So that's just a little side note. If anyone ever tells you, you know, an owl or an eagle is a raptor, that's what they mean when they say that. Now, the way the owl hunts, just like any typical owl, you know, the great horned owl has very excellent senses in hearing and vision. Most people can pretty much tell what an owl is by looking at its face because it has very big eyes. And these eyes are very useful, which is one of the things that are useful for them for hunting primarily at night. Now, when I said hearing, you're probably like, owls don't have ears. Well, they actually do. They're just hidden underneath the soft feathers and you can't really see them. But they're very, very sensitive to the smallest ruffle of leaves or rustle in the grass or anything. The owl is very, very sensitive. Now, their pupils, back to those, are really big for a specific reason. They're pretty big because they contain many rod cells, which is excellent for seeing in night visions. But the thing about it is the owl can't move its eyes at all. So pretty much, owls can see 35 times better than you can at nighttime. So that means that they can pretty much see pretty good at nighttime, because usually when you walk around in the dark, it's very, very hard for us to see in the dark without any type of light source. Even if the moon isn't out, if it's a dark night, an owl can still see and hear what's going on around it. And it's to the point that it's like they can, I guess it's a superpower, if you want to relate it to that. Now, you're probably wondering, like, with all this sensitive hearing and these sensitive eyes, what if the owl is something comes up behind it or something? Well, I'm pretty sure you guys have seen or heard it, or somebody has told you that owls can pretty much turn their heads around, which they can. They can turn them around at more of 180 degrees. They can't do a full turn, but they can turn their heads. I guess I can give you an example. So if you're looking forward, this is me talking about us as people. You can easily turn your head to look to the left of you, to the right to you, and then some little bit not as far behind you. An owl can literally be looking forward and then turn his head all the way to look behind him and then just turn his head back. Pretty much owls have like 14 bones in their neck, while we only have 7. And then that gives the owl pretty much a good view of its area of surrounding to give it more, I guess, not sonar, but like more, like direction, I guess, or more like what's around it. Because, you know, sometimes it could be missing prey that could be behind it, you know, so that also helps it out when it hunts out as well. Now, besides obviously its vision and its hearing, owls do have very dangerous tools that they use and tactics to actually capture prey as well. Like I stated before, they're ambush predators, but the thing about it is because of the shape of the wings on the great horned owl, they're actually silent flyers. So not only can they see and hear what's going around them, they can fly like silent ninjas in the sky, and the prey item would never even know that they're being followed by an owl. And if you ask me, that's kind of scary when you think about it, because, again, like I stated before, you have night vision. You can hear everything pretty well, and you can fly silently during the night. And then what even adds worse to it is that their talons are pretty strong. It takes a force of like 28 pounds to open them when they close down, but a great horned owl crushes prey usually about 200 to 500 psi, which is you know, cut the spine off. That's pretty much it. But do you guys see the gist of what I'm saying when it comes to owls? Because it's like they're almost superhuman or superheroes in a way. Because it's like, again, let's just go through the list again. Night vision. They can hear very well at night. They fly silently. And they have these talons that can crush the spine in a lot of animals that they hunt. It's pretty... pretty dangerous if you think about it. It's a good thing owls don't hunt humans. Now, I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of the term owl pellets. I'm pretty sure you've seen them or heard them. Pretty much what that is after an owl eats a prey item, its stomach cannot digest the bones, skin, and fur, or feathers, or whatever it ate. So usually what happens is the owl will regurgitate this. It'll look like a little ball of mass mixed with bones, fur, feathers, and skin. Because the owl's stomach cannot digest all this stuff. It doesn't have the acidity to do it. So it will pretty much spit this back out. And a lot of people have probably heard about the term of owl pellets. But I just wanted to explain to you, what they were. Now we're going to dive into the owls as parents and their lifestyle, again, as parents. Now, great horned owls are monogamous, which that means they mate for life, and they are very protective about their eggs. They will hiss, they will scream, they will swoop in and strike if any intruders come near their nest. Now, speaking of nests, owls do not make their own nest. They will actually use the nest of other birds instead of making their own, which I guess is beneficial because you don't have to work at making a nest. But even then, if they can't find a nest, they'll usually go into like a hollow tree with a hole in it, like a cavern or anywhere that they can get into that's a snug place for them to raise their young at. Both parents do take turns in incubating the eggs, both the male and the female. And typically the owlets kind of fly on their own about after 10 or 12 weeks. But the scary thing about it is owls, or not owls, the study has shown that almost 50% of owlets do not reach maturity because around the time, obviously, when they reach maturity, they have, with most birds that fly, they have to take their first flight. And that is a very awkward and scary position for a lot of baby owls because some of them do not flap their wings well enough, and they do not fly, thus they fall out and they die. And that comes from a lot of things, a lot of factors. Even then, it's not even just them trying to make the first fly. Sometimes they hop around and they fall out of the tree, It's so many things that could play into it, and it's really sad to hear that about 50% of owlets do not survive to maturity. And you would think that would be like predatory or anything like that, but a lot of owls don't have a lot of predators to deal with because great horned owls are really huge. And if they're these protective parents, like I said before, then a lot of predators won't be able to get the baby owls. There's always one parent there, So, and then typically what that means is when we dive into this last section, what typically happens if you do come across an owl? Well, 9 times out of 10, the majority thing is you probably won't because, again, owls are usually more active in dusk and nighttime. If you're taking a night stroll, then there's a possibility you could have an encounter with an owl. But I'm pretty sure an owl will know that you are too big for you to tackle. So I don't think you really have to worry about an owl coming at you or swooping over your head or anything like that. But I will say in the case, and then we'll go back to what we stated before, about if you come across a baby owlet who has fallen out, in case it does fall out of a tree. The best suggestion is pick it up if you know where the nest is. Now, I'm pretty sure you'll be like, well, what if I touch it and the mother doesn't come back? It's fine. You can pick it up gently and place it back if, again, you do know where the nest is. If you do not know where the nest is, it's probably best, again, to call your wildlife specialist, whoever's around you, because they can probably get the baby. If they can't find the nest, they can give it to a rehabilitation center for owls, and the baby can actually grow up in a very protective environment. You know, but if, unless you just can find it, then do that. But if not, then go with the other option. But most of the time, owls typically aren't going to bother you. They typically don't, you know, because again, like I said, they're nocturnal. So you probably won't even come across them. So other than that, that was just a quick roundup of some great horned owl information. If you guys enjoyed the podcast, please let me know. It's a pretty short one today, but you know, I think it was still a lot of information, very interesting to learn more about owls. I didn't even, again, like I said, every time I do this show with you guys, I learn more and more about animals that I thought I knew majority of it, but there's some stuff that even I didn't know. And it's like I'm teaching myself while also teaching others as well. So if you enjoyed the show, I'm so glad you made it to the end. And remember, like we said it before with the announcements, make sure you tune in on Saturday. And also, make sure you guys let me know what you feel about the merchandise. I hope you have a lovely day, and I will see you guys next week. And remember to stay wild.